kings and brahmachari students kept in by the rain were at last free to go out and obtain their desired objects, such as those who achieve perfection in this life can, when the proper time comes, leave the material body and attain their respective forms. Srila Prabhupada comments, in Vrindavan, the autumn season was very beautiful. Then, because of the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram, the mercantile community, the royal orders and the great sages were free to move to achieve their desired benedictions. Similarly, the transcendentalists, when freed from engagement of the material body, also achieved their desired goal. During the rainy season, the mercantile community can't move from one place to another, and so do not get their desired profit, nor can the royal order go from one place to another to collect taxes from the people. As for saintly person who must travel to preach transcendental knowledge, they also are restrained by the rainy season, but during the autumn all of them leave their confines. In the case of transcendentalists, we a jnani, a yogi or a devotee, because of material body, he can't actually enjoy spiritual achievement. But as soon as he gives up the body, or after death, the jnani merges into the spiritual effulgence of the Supreme Lord. The yogi transfers himself to the various higher planets, and the devotee goes to the planet of the Supreme Lord, Golok, Vrindavan or Vaikunthas, and thus enjoy his eternal spiritual life. Thus, in the purpose of the humble servants of his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the 10th canto, 20th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Rainy Season and Autumn in Vrindavan. So these verses are again on the continuation of description of same subject matter. Sukadeva Goswami describes rainy season and autumn in Vrindavan. Udhirshyan varijan suryottane kumudvina ragya tu nirbhaya loka yatha darshun bina nirpa. You know, in the nature, it is natural. Different type of flowers are there, especially lotus flower. One variety of lotus flower, called a kumud or lily, that blooms in night time, at night time. And usually all the lotus, they, in the presence of sun, when it is sunrise, immediately they become bloom. So all varieties of lotus flower, they become blooming daytime, but night time, there is one certain type of kumud, lotus flower, that a kumud, it blooms in the night. So here Sukadeva Goswami described that in the presence of a strong and competent king, ruler, all citizens become very much jubilant, happy, and they feel very much protected. If the ruler is competent, strong king is there, then all citizens become satisfied, they become fearless, and they become very much happy. Except thieves, rogues, the miscreants, when the proper or competent king is there, they don't become very much jubilant, they become very much fearful. Similarly, the Kumud, in the autumn season, sun is brilliantly present in the sky, all lotus become very much satisfied and blooming. And then next verse talks about Pura Grameshu Agrand Indriyasya Mahosar. As soon as autumn season comes, the Pura Grama, cities and villages, people perform different types of festivals. One festival is here, Agrand, this type one festival to perform, that is here in purport described, that is Vedic authorized festival, Utsav. But that time people also perform Indriyasya, something for sense gratification. That type of festival, there is nothing to do, anything for a spiritual upliftment, simply for enjoyment, worldly delight, Indriyasya. In order to satisfy their senses, they perform different type of festivals. They do different type of festival. And about earthly planet, Bhavo Bhu Pakva Sasya Adhya. Because Sasya, grains, ripened grains, filled, all the field on earthly planet filled with ripened grains. So Prithvi, the earthly planet, become very much beautiful. It is beautified by grains, and same time Kalayam Nitra, and also because the presence of Krishna is there. Krishna is present. Description here about Vrindavan. So since Krishna is there, and the earthly planet, earth mother, earth is loaded with ripe and different type of grains, fruits and flowers, so she becomes all very much brilliant, beautiful. Sasya Adhya, she is rich with this thing. So she also becomes very much beautiful. Here in this purport, quoting the purport of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada talks about when autumn seasons comes, Sarad Ritus comes, then people perform different type of sacrifices, Vedic sacrifices, different type of other rituals also for sense gratification. And one Prabhupada mentioned here, one a certain type of festival usually people perform, they do Navanya. When grains is ready, ripen, so it is tradition that first grain should be offered to the deity. So people in villages, they collect, harvest the different type of grains, and first they offer in the deity, different type, different deity. Different temples are there, they offer there. And also that time, first time, they invite people in general, they invite everyone to take prasadam. So all the whole village joined together, take prasadam together, and they perform a very jubilant festival there. Prabhupada here mentioned that there are different type of festival. One festival very famous, very celebrated in Bengal, and this also happened this time, during Dasahara time, before Dasahara, Sarat, Durga Puja. In Bengal, this is one of the very prominent puja, worshipping the deity, Durgaji. We know that different type of festival people perform this time. Even before Giriraj Puja, Nand Baba and all the cowherd community in Vrindavan, Braj, they were also performing this type of festival. Previously, they were worshipping Indra. Indra Devata, now we have harvested, we got the grains, enough grain, so they offer Indra. However, Krishna stopped this Indra Puja, he started Govardhan Puja. So this is different type of festival. Festivity takes place in the autumn season. And then burning Muni Nirpashnata. We have talked about burning mercantile merchants. Muni, spiritualist, sadhu, renunciate person. Nirpa, royal order, king, and snata. Snata means student, brahmachari. As soon as autumn season starts, immediately, especially for 2 months, they are confined in one place, staying one place. They do chaturmas, especially for 2 months, they stay together. They could not go out because too much rain is there. So as soon as autumn starts, like Banik merchants, mercantile community, Muni, spiritualist, sadhu, and snata, student. The nirgamya, they go out. They come out from the confinement and they go here and there. In order to nirgamya, arthan parpedite, and they got their objective, their desired goal. Varsa ruddha yatha siddha swapindan kal agate. They were confined due to rainy season. Now they are free. Similarly, a siddha, if someone practices spiritual, engages himself in spiritual practices, he got perfection. But this body is not very much competent body or good body for higher type of enjoyment. If he wanted someone gets perfection, then he eligible, he can enjoy the heavenly delight. But in order to get heavenly delight, this body, material body, earthly body, is not competent and not suitable. So when they get siddhi, after quitting this present body, material body, they go in the higher planetary system and they enjoy their desired objective. So pindan kal agate. So here Srila Prabhupada in this purport talks about Vanik, the merchant. They start their business, they got their profit. And Muni, saintly person, they go out and they preach the transcendental knowledge. And Nirpa, the king, that time they conquered the earthly planet, and also they go out and collect taxes from people in general. Snata, a student, brahmachari, one place, they can't go any here and there, so they move on the earthly planet in order to collect knowledge. Different places, different type of knowledge, learning is available, so go the different people, different saintly person, and they learn their vidya. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada comments, in Vrindavan, the autumn season was very beautiful, and because of the presence of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this happened because the presence of Krishna. So in autumn season, earth becomes very much beautiful, especially Vrindavan. The Braj has become extremely beautiful and glorious because the Krishna presence is there. And of course, naturally, Vrindavan is very beautiful. It is a forest of Vrindadevi. So she is very much alert. And she has decorated, beautified Vrindavan. She, Vrindadevi, personally takes care of forest of Vrindavan. It is her forest. So, in Vrindavan, the autumn season was very beautiful. Why it is beautiful? Vrindavan itself is beautiful, but due to the presence of Krishna, it has become more beautiful. Once a gopi, when describing the gopi gita, for the opening song from the gopi, jayati te dhikam janmana braja srayata indira shashvat atrahi daita drishyatam dikshuta avakash tai dhritashavah tvam vichinyate jayati te dhikam janmana braja. Krishna, since you have appeared, you have taken birth in Braj Bhumi, since that time the earth has become more glorious. Previously this earth was glorious, Vrindavan was glorious, beautiful. But since you have taken your birth here, your presence here, the glories or beauty of Vrindavan has extremely increased. Jayati te dhikam. Not only and Indira, the goddess of fortune and fortune, Lakshmi Devi, she resides here. Since you are here in Vrindavan, because due to your presence, Lakshmi Devi, she quit her abode by Kuntha planet, the forest of lotus flower, and she is residing perpetually here. In Vaikuntha planet, Lakshmi Devi is residing as a worshipable personality, worshipable deity. But when the same Lakshmi resides in Vrindavan, she is here like is considering herself as a menial servant of Braj or Vrindavan. So there in Vaikuntha planet she is a worshipful personality, but here she is herself worshipping, taking care of, giving respect to all the Vrindavan plants, creepers, Gop, Brajvasi and Radha Krishna as well. So Vrindavan has Jayati te dhikam janmana braja srayata indriya sasvadri. This Vrindavan has become more beautiful than previous. Previously it was also beautiful, but due to your presence it has become more beautiful. Are some in commentaries described that it glories as beauty is more than heavenly planet due to your presence. Not only heavenly planet, sometimes it is described that it is more glorious than even Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, of course, is a very much glorious place where Lord resides perpetually. But since the presence of Krishna, the beauty and glory of Vrindavan, Braj has become very much glorified, enhanced. So, and about the description that Prabhupada talks about in that different four type of person as described. So similarly, they are a spiritualist also. especially jnanis. So when the jnani get perfection in this life, and when they quit this body, then they merge in the existence of impersonal Brahman. They merge in the existence of impersonal Brahman, and they realize perpetually their transcendental bliss there. A yogi, when they get perfection, yogic perfection, then they are transferred in a higher planetary system and they got yoga siddhi, siddha lok, and they enjoy their perfection of the yoga practice. However, a devotee, bhakta, when he gets perfection, he gets perfection in this life, but this human form of life, this material body is not very much conducive in order to serve Krishna as well as to enjoy, relish the transcendental bliss derived by devotional service. For that reason, they need a suitable, competent body. So after quitting this body, material body, a spiritualist, sadhu, especially devotee, they get their body of associates of Lord Krishna, parshad deha, and by that sarir, that body, they serve the Krishna very nicely. they participate in the Leela of Krishna, where Krishna is performing some pastime, transcendental pastime. After quitting this body, a devotee is recruited. He also becomes the part of that group, part of that Leela, and he relishes the pastime of Lord as well as he get opportunity to serve the Krishna. In Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, Krishna talks about devotee. So in order to be recruited, entered in the Krishna Leela, at least we need two lifetime. Rupa Goswami mentioned at least two. If we will get perfection in this life, directly we are not going to enter in the Vrindavan Leela. Rupa Goswami talks in this fashion that after perfection, in some other universe, Brahmand, Krishna is performing the Leela. So after quitting this body, we will take in that planet or that universe a birth as a cowherd boy or cowherd girl there. And we participate in the Leela, pastime of Krishna, and from there we are recruited for eternal pastime that Krishna is performing. So at least two lifetime we need. A devotee needs this time perfection, then we will take again our birth somewhere in Vrindavan as a cowherd boy or cowherd girl, and from there we will be recruited. When Prabhupada in Bhaktivedanta talks about this thing, then Prabhupada has mentioned that at least we need two lifetime. However, if we can please satisfy a pure devotee of Krishna, then one lifetime is good enough. He will use his, by his mercy, if some pure devotee wants to use his veto power that this devotee, this particular devotee should be recruited, should enter in this lifetime. So Krishna can't ignore the desire of a pure devotee. So we can please our spiritual master, we can please Srila Prabhupada by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, or mercy of a spiritual master, even this lifetime, after quitting this body, directly we can enter in the eternal pastime of Krishna. Otherwise, generally, at least minimum two lifetime is required to be recruited in the pastime of Krishna. So here, yogi, we don't know that directly they merge into impersonal effulgence of Krishna. They can enter. Yogi, of course, they are also, they can go there. Higher planetary system, they get perfection. They can enjoy the perfection of yoga practices. Devotee also, but devotee generally requires two lifetime. This time, quit the body, again take birth somewhere in Braja. Some Brahmand, some universe, Krishna is still performing his pastime. So we will take birth there, we will serve the Lord there in that atmosphere, and from there we will be recruited. Basically, Sri Prabhupada talks in this purport. Of course, they have quoted Prabhupada purport here. So, beauty of Vrindavan. So, in Vrindavan, the autumn season was very beautiful then because of the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram. Due to presence, Vrindavan itself is very beautiful, glorified. Of course, we know that it's the forest of Vrindadevi. So personally, Vrindadevi takes care of this forest. This forest was protected by, nourished by, decorated by Vrindadevi. this Vrindavan becomes very beautiful, especially when Krishna enters in the forest from Nandagam every single morning for the herding the cow, for grazing the cow. Krishna enters in Vrindavan. So Vrinda Devi decorates Vrindavan very nicely. Everything is ready there. Birds chirping, and the whole atmosphere of Vrindavan is fragrance, different type of, it is loaded with different type of flowers, fragrant flower. The whole atmosphere is surcharged by the different type of fragrance of flowers. And same time, all the living entity there, animals, birds, which they are also ready to receive Krishna in Vrindavan. They are very much jubilant. All the plants, creeper, they are very much, they decorate themselves. So Vrindavan is very much beautified by the presence of Krishna. So in this verse as well, Munin, burning, merchants, Muni, sadhu, saintly person. Of course, saintly person, they go out for preaching. Rainy season, they can't move freely. It's too much rain. So in Sarat Kal, they get opportunity and they preach Krishna consciousness. Of course, it is a responsibility of a sadhu, transcendentalist, a devotee, that they must preach the Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, especially one who has taken birth in the Bharat Bhumi, pious land of India, first they make their life perfect by cultivating their personal Krishna consciousness, and same time they should be very much enthusiastic to help the people in general who wants to make progress in Krishna consciousness, but they don't know how to get progress, how we can be in life and in Krishna consciousness. The saintly person must go and help those people. They are in need. Bharat Bhumite Haila Manusha Janma Jar Janma Sartha Kari Kara Parupakar. First they make their life perfect by cultivating their personal Krishna consciousness, and same time they are obliged. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given responsibility to help people in general, that is called par upakar, helping other people who wants to make progress. They are very many inquisitive, that wants, they have desire to make progress in bhakti, but they don't know how to get bhakti, how they engage their senses in service of Krishna. So devotees should go and help them. So Prabhupada talks about that, and the royal orders also, this is the season for them. They go, come out from the palace, go there. Also they collect taxes from the people in general. So Sukadeva Goswami was generally describing, of course it appears that in being he's describing the atmosphere of Vrindavan. And same time while describing that, many instruction is also Sukadeva Goswami giving to us. So this is very description of Vrindavan, a very Krishna consciousness way. Sukadeva was always, mind is fixed in the lotus feet of Krishna. Like previous word, Nitaram Hare, because the presence of Krishna is there, Vrindavan, due to presence of Krishna, Vrindavan has become very glorious and beautiful. Okay, I stop here, anything? Say Saprabhi.
Thank you, Maharaj. Can you explain to me three different personalities, who they are? Purnamasi, Tulsi Devi, and Bhakti Devi.
Vrinda Devi and Purnamasi, the Lila Shakti of Krishna. Lila Shakti, it is responsibility of Vrinda Devi as well as Purnamasi, the same personality but different aspect personality, Vrinda Devi and Purnamasi. Vrinda Devi creates stage If Krishna wants to perform a certain type of pastime, so arrangement of, say, stage, it will done by Vrindadevi. If Krishna wants some water sporting pastime, Jal Vihar, then there should be reservoir of water. There should be nauka, boat. So this who will arrange? It is responsibility to Vrindadevi. She will set the stage. And same times mentality, bhavana, I don't know how it is for the mental situation that is created by Paurmasi Devi. I don't know exactly what is the word. Mental arrangement. Suppose, for example, Krishna wants to be bound by the ropes of Mother Yashoda. So Krishna has to identify himself as an infant, a small child, son of Mother Yashoda. So this type of mentality will be injected by Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi will make sure that Krishna is not identifying himself as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am son of Nanda Baba. I am child of Mother Yashoda. I am completely, I can survive only on their mercy. So this type of mentality, manasika sthiti, it is creation of Paurmasi Devi. And the stage, then that stage is like, it is created by, presented by Vrindadevi. Both are Leela Shakti. One Leela Shakti, they have different aspects. So when we display, play some drama on the stage, so some person decorates the drama, puts a curtain in proper way, light and other things. And the director behind, he is like guiding that actor or player what type of mood he should maintain. So I don't know, I am clear in my presentation. Mental situation by Paurmasi Devi and physical means up and hoochie, up and up. All it is transcendental, but this is arranged by Vrindadevi. And Bhakti Devi, this is a little different. Anyhow, regarding the Leela Shakti, that is Vrindadevi and Paurmasi Devi. I am not sure whether I convey my message to you or not. I am very much confined with my language. English is not my language. I have to think many times using the word. Sometimes I use not incorrect word also. So clear, main bata diya aap jo kahna chahta tha. Okay, anything?
Bhakti Devi.
Bhakti Devi is Bhakti Devi. See. Also, correct. Yes, Mataji, enlighten us about. Madhava Maharaj, Tulsi, advocate the.
That's another name for Tulsi Devi. And he was saying that Bhakti Devi is...
Repeat again, Madhava Maharaj was describing that Bhakti Devi is...
Not another person, but Bhakti Devi is another name for Tulsi Devi.
Bhakti Devi is another name of Tulsi Devi. Difference, okay.
I heard him, you know, in Vrindavan, he was giving one class, and someone asked a similar question, and he said, you cannot show me any pramana that talks about Bhakti Devi as an individual, you know, another separate individual. It's a name for Tulsi Devi. That's what he said. I don't know nothing.
Bhakti Devi is included in the personality of Vrindadevi. Anything else you like? ग्रंथा श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की